This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hey, Doris, welcome back for our last Q&A of the Dean. I'm Jaden, and joined by Dean Grisolfi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So my first question for you is, looking forward, what are your plans for the summer?
Well, actually, we don't have a lot of huge plans this summer. My husband's turning 50, and so we're having a bit of a family vacation in the mountains of North Carolina, which is what he wants to do. He's a big climber, and so we'll be hiking and climbing and hopefully doing some whitewater rafting. So we'll do that for a little bit. But mostly, to be honest, my summer is kind of boring. It's my time to catch up on lots of writing that I don't have time to do during the year. And so we have a lot of writing, like deep dives planned with my doctoral students for the summer. That brings me joy to get stuff off my list. But, you know, mostly we'll just be here in Nashville.
That's nice. That's nice. Is that near North Carolina? Is it near Asheville or...
Yeah, the city. So he likes this tiny town in North Carolina called Brevard, okay. And it's about 45 minutes south of Asheville.
Okay. Our next question is, what should we keep in mind as we finish up our classes for this semester and start to think a little more seriously about our degree paths?
I'm pausing because, you know, in arts and science, you don't even need to declare your major until the spring of your sophomore year. You don't need to really start thinking about your immersion project until your sophomore year. And so I feel like the end of your first year should be a celebration, really, of having done a really legitimately hard thing. And I know everyone at Vanderbilt is really focused on their pathway and their progress and preparing for the next thing. And I'm usually the one who says, it's really important to take some time to just pause and celebrate. And so, you know, over the summer, what you could and should really be doing is like precisely that, is taking time to rest and pause. And at least one thing that's giving you a chance to explore something could be something that you think you're really interested in. Like as a career, or it could just be something that like captures your attention. Most people have a lot of experiences of things that they end up not liking very much in order to figure out what is the thing that they do like. And so like giving yourself a chance to just be a little bit more open and exploratory, I think is exactly the right way to focus, especially after your first year.
Excellent. Thank you. I really appreciate that because I know there can be some pressure to, well, the school can feel a lot very pre-professional. So I know there can be some pressure to have a path like, you know, bachelor's, med school residency, law school, fellowship, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I also think that level of introspection is very important as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I will just say the summer after my first year in college, I went home and I worked at an ice cream store, which I loved. I loved working at this ice cream store. I worked there all through high school as well. And it was the exact right thing for me to do. I really missed my friends, but none of us went to the same college. And we were not just all over the country, but actually like two of my best friends were in Scotland for college. And so we hadn't gotten to see a lot of each other. We missed each other. I definitely missed my parents. You know, it is hard to move to a new place and get into your own new routine and make all new friends. There's a lot about college that's hard, separate from the classes. And so for me, that was a great way to spend my summer. And subsequent summers, I did things that were a little bit more like related to what I thought I wanted to do. And it actually helped me figure out what I wanted to do. And, you know, I went to graduate school right after undergrad. So like my summer being in the ice cream store after my first year did not hold me back from going to Stanford for my PhD. And I think that's always really important to remember, like not every single thing you do has to be like taking another step along a path. It just needs to be something that you learn from. And what you learn could just be like what you enjoy. And that's really valuable too.
Thank you, I really appreciate that. Our next question is, In a similar vein, this is a much more open-ended question, though. What advice do you have for us as we move into our second year at Vanderbilt?
So sophomore year, a lot of people talk about being kind of a challenging transition at first. Because when you come to Vanderbilt, first of all, you're prepared for it to be a transition because you've never been to college before. And second, you're on the commons. And so you're with only first-year students. You've got a tremendous amount of attention on you, the Vanderbilt visions, which, you know, I know sometimes people feel like, oh, I wish I didn't have to do visions. The reality is those opportunities are one of the ways that people transition really, like, effectively, right? Because you know you have supports. You know you have people looking out for you. Your sophomore year, you are so much more prepared, right? You've already had a year on college, on this campus. You know so much. But now you're moving to a place that has a little less structure, right? So regardless of where you live, you're living with students who are sophomores, juniors, and seniors. You are much less likely to have, well, you don't have visions or anything like that, right? So you have a lot more autonomy. And so that transition can actually be challenging. And I think that just kind of coming in prepared for that helps a lot to be like, okay, well, now I'm going to learn a new thing about campus. I'm going to learn a whole new set of routines, a whole new group of people, and just to be mentally prepared for that is really useful. I will say we have residential colleges has a whole like programming just for sophomores. And I think sometimes sophomores don't come because they're like, well, I don't need this. I already know what it's like to be a student here. And then, you know, around late October, people are like, oh my gosh, I wish I'd gone to some of that. So my advice is to take advantage of these opportunities when you see them. We'll have something called sophomore reorientation, which is right at the beginning of the year. It's an event just for sophomores to really get like connected to the other side of campus. But there's just all kinds of events during the year that are just for sophomores. But my other piece of advice in general for sophomores is to not feel like whatever happened your first year is determining what's happening the rest of your years. So some people had an amazing freshman year, and then they come back and decide like, huh, some of the things that brought me joy are not bringing me joy anymore. And that is unsettling, right? To try to find something new. Other people like went through a whole year here and feel like, well, that was fine, but I really haven't found my people or my place. And that is also really pretty typical. And for so many people, the finding the people in the place actually does happen your sophomore year because you've tried out a lot of things. So you kind of know what you're interested or not, and you can be so much more informed about what you try next. So I would just say, don't get locked in as a sophomore into the experiences you had as a freshman.
Thank you. I think that's excellent advice. And my last question for our last Q&A is kind of a full circle thing. So early in this year, I asked you to tell us something unique that you've noticed about this year's freshman class. Can you give us an updated answer?
I'm wondering if I even remember what I said, but I'll bet I said something about the class being friendly and involved. Is that right? Okay. Because that has been my predominant impression of your class. I mean, I would still say that. The class of 2027, so you all are right, class of 2027, yes. I have to try to remember what the number looks like on the lawn, has been a really engaged and friendly class all along. And like nothing has happened to make me think that that's any different. But I think what's been really beautiful is the ways that people have really leaned into the opportunities at Vanderbilt. Most of the conversations I have with students probably unsurprisingly happen around my dinner table because that's the most extended time we have together at a dean's dinner. And it has just been so impressive to me to see the ways that people's engagement has like created opportunities for them to lean into new opportunities or to new ideas and, you know, new experiences and how much people have learned. I wouldn't say my impression has changed, but I can really see the advantage of that attitude for the class of 2027.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for an excellent last Q&A with the Dean of the Year. And a big thank you to all our listeners. Keep listening for our last Commons calendar and our last Human of the Commons interview.
Doors, we We did it. I'm proud of each and every one of you for pushing through freshman year. I'm Saria Muhammad, your host for this week's last and final Commons Calendar. Today is quite a jam-packed day. From Wellness Wednesday at Rand Wall from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. hosted by Project Safe, in efforts of them giving out tools to help with self-care, to SACNAS presenting Cafe con Cinzia at Buttrick 302 from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Gearing towards the night, the Commons Houses will be hosting their weekly study break where you can grab whatever snack or food the houses are offering, and this is from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. If you are interested in gaining experience beyond internships, the Career Center is hosting an online Zoom call from 3:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, April the 18th. The MCL Fresh Idea presents Cookies and Crafts tomorrow, April the 18th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Commons 237. Vandy MSA presents Field Day and Senior Send-Off tomorrow the 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop by at Centennial Park to have some fun. Friday the 19th, the UCC is hosting their pre-final week event, Don't Be Tardy for the Darty, located at Rand Wall, precisely the rain location being at Rand Promenade. Free swag will be provided, so you don't want to miss that. Saturday Fun Day, April 20th, the Center for Student Wellbeing and the End Overdose at Vanderbilt are presenting the second annual Bites Before Rights at Common South Patio Lawn. Lots of food and games will be provided. Hope to see you there. Join the AKAs this Sunday, April 21st, for their academic hour at Kasam C216, featuring a low-stress study environment and some de-stress goodie bags. Stop by the Women's Center on Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a study break and bagels. De-stress events all around. Vabs is hosting a final treats afternoon boba from 12:30 to 2:30 at the Surratt Promenade table. In addition, the VOP is hosting its off-year send-off celebration at the Students Engagement Space from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Well, that's it for the final Commons Calendar. You should all feel accomplished and proud that you fought hard to get to this stage of your life. You're no imposter, you belong and will continue to belong. With that being said, make sure to visit our website at mycommons.life and our Instagram at mycommonslife. Stay tuned and off to do great things. Bye, my fellow sophomores.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this year's last Human of the Commons interview. I'm Jaden, and today I'll be speaking with my good friend Drew Spiegel. Drew is a Gillette House resident from Deerfield, Illinois, and he's majoring in political science. So, Drew, can you start off by speaking very generally about your interests and your on-campus involvement this year?
Yeah, so it's been awesome being on campus this year and finding ways to get involved. I'm interested in political science, as my major kind of suggests. So I've been getting involved with a lot of political orgs on campus, Vandy Democrats, Vandy Votes, Students Demand Action, but really just finding ways to help the national community in doing the things that are important to me. So, and then outside of that, I do more than political science. I like the long distance runs, so sometimes I go to run club, I do door for a day, I do VSVS, shout out to Ms. Chimenti's sixth grade class.
One of your organizations, I just find it very compelling. Can you tell us more about Students Demand Action and also what you do within the organization specifically?
Yeah, of course. So Students Demand Action, for those who don't know, is a gun violence prevention organization. It's the largest in the country for students. We have a chapter here at Vanderbilt, and especially since the Covenant shooting here in Nashville last year, we've been very active. Personally, this has been an important issue to me since 2022, when my community was affected by an act of mass shooting violence. And it was really hard to see that happen at home, but then to see it happen in Nashville and then to see how many other communities across the country are going through the same exact struggles. And then I really here started getting involved in speaking out, and Students Demand has been awesome for helping me be able to share my story and push for Tennessee to make really common sense gun violence prevention laws. I think just to add something, one of the biggest misconceptions is that we're a partisan, like Democrat, Republican organization. We're really not. We're really just focused on solutions and working together.
That's great to hear. I guess my next question is, why did you decide to get involved with it yourself? Like, what was that, you know, mental, emotional shift that is, like, what's behind that decision?
Yeah, so July 4th, 2022, I was at the Highland Park Parade, which, as many people probably saw in the news, if anybody remembers, but it turned into a horrific act of gun violence where 7 people died, 48 more were injured. A shooter was able to fire 83 rounds into a crowd in under a minute because of the gun that he legally bought. And, you know, after something like that, it becomes very personal. So I didn't really share my story too much. It was I didn't love talking about it, for especially at home, but I kind of got here and I practiced telling my story, and Students Demand gave me an awesome platform. And I found that sharing my story was a way to connect with people who might not necessarily know as much about the issue and be able to kind of reach across the aisle to people who would consider themselves to be still pro-gun, but also willing to make common sense restrictions and reform so that we can make our community safer.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. To shift to your broader experience at Venerable, I'd like to ask this question. Basically, why are you here? Why do you choose Venerable to go to school?
That's a hard question. Venerable was the first school that I visited when I was doing my college tours junior year. And I immediately clicked with it. And I loved it. And I was I love Nashville. And I really wasn't expecting to like Nashville as much as I did, because I'm from Chicago and I kind of like the Midwest and the North and like being in a bigger city. But like Nashville, there's so much going on. And it's such the city's growing so fast and it's so diverse. And I think it's been an amazing place to live so far. But what ultimately made me choose Vanderbilt, I think, was I had only been here once when I visited that time I talked about before I committed, but the community here, I think, has been so strong, so welcoming, and that's made it a really special experience so far.
Can you tell us about some experiences from the past year that, you know, what experiences, I guess, do you value most from this past year?
Ooh, so I mean, one of them would have to be Students Demand. I was someone who I did a lot of political work at home, but I never really found myself speaking out that much. But here I've been, you know, speaking at press conferences at the Capitol. I went to Las Vegas. I drove across Tennessee, and I just get to talk and share my story. And that's really meaningful to me always. So that's been a huge defining part of my life here over the past year that I didn't really expect to be part of my life here. But then also, I mean, just a lot of my classes have been challenging, but in great ways. This semester, my Iraq war class, again, I like politics, I'm poli-sci, but Middle East politics always seemed too complicated, too difficult for me. But I kind of took this class and it was difficult and it was complicated, but I figured it out. And I mean, I love the class. It's so interesting. And now when I hear about a lot of the Middle East conflicts, I actually can say that I understand it. And that's been really cool for me.
Tell us about any sense of culture shock or culture shift coming from Chicago to here. See, for me, it wasn't a lot just because I'm also from the South. I'm only 4.5 hours away, excuse me. In Atlanta, but tell me some of that culture shift or culture shock coming from near Chicago to Nashville.
Right. And I find it so interesting because I drive down here, it's an 8-hour drive and it feels like a completely different place to me. Biggest culture shocks, it's not culture, but I like the weather here better. But culturally, I mean, Nashville is obviously more southern than Chicago. You know, you do feel part of it, especially on Broadway, is almost putting on a performance of southern culture. But then as you kind of go into some of the other neighborhoods in Nashville or outside of Nashville, you really do feel the more southern. And there's some nice parts to it, is you can feel people, southern hospitality, as they say. And then there's some stuff that gets a little getting used to, you know, some people have different beliefs and perspectives on different things. And, you know, it kind of was like, took a little time to adjust to. Yeah.
It's interesting what you say about the weather, because, you know, coming from Georgia, I thought the weather was going to be better. Me personally, I prefer Atlanta's weather to Nashville, just because, I mean, no one tells you, but like, it rains so much here. It's so cloudy and it rains so much here.
Really?
And you know, whereas if you're from Georgia, it might not rain for like, you might have a drought for a couple months, you know. And that's not great if it's in the summer. But no one tells you how much it rains and how much it floods here, which what I found interesting. And it's interesting what you said about Southern hospitality, because I personally didn't think it existed until I came here. And that's because I met so many people from the Midwest and the North. And I don't want to say they're like mean or rude, but there are some cultural things that they don't share.
Sorry if I've been part of that. We try our best in the Midwest.
Oh, no, I completely understand. I guess my other question is, what are some things about Vanderbilt that have surprised you this past year?
Ooh, that's a good one. I thought that, for one, I feel like a lot of people here, like high school was like, you know, I was hard on myself, you know, like I was very disciplined, blah, 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 you know, probably like standard Vanderbilt student, not anything crazy. But like getting here, I found myself like, I still care about my academics a lot. I put a lot of time towards school, but I had so much more time to do other things that I didn't feel like I had in high school. You know, high school, I was involved a lot. I had a lot of homework, and like really besides weekends, I didn't have as much time to just like pursue my passions and, you know, like explore and kind of do random things and make, you know, impulsive decisions. And, you know, being able to do that in college has been really cool so far.
So I'm glad to hear that. And connecting to that, I guess, is what's an area of personal growth that you've, like, I guess, how have you grown since you've been here the past year?
Yeah. Ooh. I would say I've just become more comfortable with, like, putting myself out there. I think as when I grew up in the same place for, like, 17, 18 years of my life, yeah. 18 years, and I was very comfortable at home for the most part. You know, like I had my friends, I had a pretty easy routine, I knew my community well, and you get here and it feels like you're kind of, from in large part, starting with like a blank slate, and you have to put yourself out there. And sometimes you have to, something big for me was like getting comfortable just like having time by myself. There was a period of time where I was like, I don't know what to do with myself, but you kind of like, I started reading a lot more once I got here. I started doing a lot more personal writing, and then also just like going to new clubs where you might not know anybody and kind of doing situations that are a little socially scary. And it's definitely hard the first few times, but you kind of practice like any other skill and you get better at it. And that's something that I feel like I've really grown at here.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. You know, I think my own experience is similar in that, I guess here is where I learned to, I guess, not stress myself out too much. You know, I definitely came in with the mindset that, you know, I kind of need to be friends with like all 2000 something freshmen that came in here. And, you know, I had to learn that that's not feasible, one, and that's not necessarily desirable. And similar to that, yeah, I had to learn to stay myself, but also at the same time, be adaptable and open to new experiences.
Yeah, I agree. Same thing here with me. You really have to just be open and, you know, be willing to try new things, but then also like willing for when things at college aren't exactly what they seem, to kind of be like, okay, not what I thought, but like I'm gonna adjust.
Yes, I completely agree. I completely understand. What's something that scared you when you're first here that you've grown from that fear?
Something that scared me when I was first here, I would say I was really just like scared to, I was scared to just kind of reach out to people. I was scared to like just like send a text to someone in the class being like, let's hang out. That was hard for me. And then kind of like on the opposite end of that, because like college is a complex and complicated time, there was also part of me that was like, especially like the first month here, that really was not even scared of it necessarily, but I really didn't like eating lunch alone. And even when my like schedule would be really hard to get lunches with other people, and even if I was just doing it like once a week, I was like, this is so embarrassing. Like people can't see me eating alone. Cause like in high school, I would like never do that because we all kind of had lunch at the same time. But here it's like a very normal thing. And you know, like that's something that you kind of also just grow used to. So yeah.
I definitely get that. I definitely understand that sense of not wanting to appear, you know, lonely or whatever, even though that may not, they may not be your actual friend, but you don't want to give that appearance externally. I definitely understand that sentiment.
Right. And, you know, you never see someone like eating lunch alone and you look at them and you're like, oh, my God, there's no way. They have no friends. You know, you're all probably just like, yeah, they're just like eating lunch. But like you have to grant the same understanding to yourself, which seems like it should be easier. But sometimes, weirdly, it's not.
Sometimes I like eating lunch alone because I'll need to catch up on a reading or just right. like yeah. think. But no, I definitely understand. It's that sense of what's going on with the person versus what does everyone else perceive. And I definitely think that, you know, how do I say this? At Vanderbilt, I definitely think that perception matters. And not to say that I feel that people are, you know, acting a certain way, but definitely, I would say definitely here, people do tend to think more about outside perception. Is that benefiting them? Is that, you know, hurting them? And, you know, how we interact with each other socially? I don't know. But I definitely think that some people feel like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, it's always about balance because, you know, you have to be mindful of, like, other people, what other people think to a degree, you know, how you are being perceived ultimately does matter. But then when I think, I can, speaking for myself, but I think a lot of other people, it's easy to get caught up in the details and be like, this person's going to be judging me for like wearing a grout fit today. Or like, they're going to look at class and be like, why is he all in sweats? Why is he eating lunch alone, as we just talked about? And it's like, it's never that deep, you know, like people have their own issues in their own lives. And like, nobody's just walking around just like to judge people who like, they probably don't even know. And if you do know them, then they have better things to judge you off of than they're what they see when they pass you by.
Yes, I definitely agree. My final two questions for you are, what are you grateful for this year? And that can be any and all things. And what are you looking forward to next year?
Okay, first, grateful. I feel like I just have, I like, I'm grateful for so much, obviously, but like, I have to say, I'm so grateful for like the Vanderbilt staff, people like behind the scenes, like the people in the kitchen and the people who clean, the janitors, like stuff that like I don't think about every day and I should think about it every day, but I don't. But like, these people really make Vanderbilt run and they make it what it is. And the only reason I'm able to like pursue academics and clubs is because there's so many people supporting me and all the students here behind the scenes. So grateful for everybody there. And then what I'm looking forward to next year, oh, that's so hard. I'm going to be living in SCOME next year. And you know, you hear the mixed stories, but I think it's going to be, I thought Commons this year was a great opportunity to build community, and I feel like I have built it, but I'm excited to build more community. I feel like I hopefully can get really close with like my floor again and, you know, build more connections like that. So I'm kind of just excited next year to just like, you know, I came into freshman year with like such like a kind of a plan, like this is what I'm going to do once I get to college, this is who I want to be. And like I'm going into next year just being like, yeah, I'm going to figure it out as I go. And I'm really excited to enter next year with that perspective and kind of just like feel things out, you know?
No, I totally agree. I totally understand. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on our cast. And thank you to our listeners. This has been the last Human of the Commons interview for this year.
Thank
you guys for listening all throughout this year and supporting not only this podcast, but also MCL as a whole.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, this was awesome to talk to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
CommonsCast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to CommonsCast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.